word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We hope you'll stay with us as we open the Bible and consider what God says in His Holy Word today. I believe God has a message for you, and He has a word for you, and today might be the day that you hear the message from God that He wants you to hear. We're studying still in Psalm 119. We're almost done with this series, and I have to admit, it's gone on much longer than I really thought it would. But we're getting down to the end. Some 34 times in Psalm 119, we find the little phrase, Thy Word. And you'll notice that we're now on program 20, or part 20 of this series. And so we've done sometimes two or three of them in the same broadcast. But today we're on number 32. We're almost done. We're getting toward the end of this broadcast. We've got some exciting broadcasts coming up in the future and some things I think that you're going to enjoy and we hope will be a blessing to you and be an encouragement to you. I want to ask you to do two things. Number one, would you please pray for this ministry? Pray that God would provide the funds that we can keep this ministry on the air. And not only this radio ministry, but also our ministry at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation in the Everglades. So pray for us, would you, for these things? Maybe even right now, stop and pray for this ministry and for our ministry on the Indian Reservation here in the Everglades. And then I want to also encourage you to go and check out our website at www.bigcypress.us. Now that's the church site, and you'll see there a picture of our church and a little bit about our ministry. For the radio, it's www.considerhisword.org. When you go to that website, you can hear the programs previous to this. Maybe you'd like to go back and hear this whole Bible study of Psalm 119. You'll also find a number of other resources there. And main thing is we'd like to hear from you, and you can contact us from the website. You can also email me directly, and I want to start using this email address more. Now, it's based on my name. Write to Apayne, that's A-P-A-Y-N-E, at considerhisword.org. Now, we'd love to hear where you're hearing this broadcast today. And if you have any questions or if there's any way we can encourage you, we'd love to hear from you. So write to us. Again, Apayne, A-P-A-Y-N-E, at considerhisword.org. Now, let's get to the Scripture. Today, we're going to be looking at Psalm 119, 162. That's right. You know, this psalm has 176 verses, and so we're getting toward the end of the chapter. And so today we're in Psalm 119, 162. It's a short verse, one that you could memorize. It'd be a great verse to memorize. The Bible says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Let me read it again. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Let me ask you this. Do you get excited about the Word of God? Do you get excited about reading the Word of God? I want to encourage you. You ought to sit down every day and spend some time in the Word of God. Perhaps every morning. I know many people, when they get up, the first thing they do is reach for their Bible or pull out. Now, Bible, you can get on all kinds of devices. But open it up and read the Word of God and start your day by feeding on the Word of God. You wake up excited about the Word of God. You get excited about reading the Word of God. What about hearing the Word of God? Do you get excited about hearing the Word of God? I think the fact that you're listening to this radio station and listening to this radio broadcast shows that you do have some interest in the Scripture and in walking with God and in obedience to the Lord. But do you get excited about hearing it? You know, the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's Psalm 122 in verse 1. Are you excited to go to church and hear the Word of God? I remember years ago, I was a teenager, a young teenager, probably still in junior high school. And we were sitting in a Sunday school class, probably about 30 young people in that class. And I don't know exactly what prompted the question, but the Sunday school teacher said, I'm going to go down the line and I want to ask every single one of you, why did you come to Sunday school today? And so they began. And one of the students said, well, I came because my friend was here. One said, well, I came because my parents made me. And they had all kinds of reasons, but there were only a few that said, I came to learn the Word of God today. When you go to the house of God, oh, I know the worship is great, and we go and we worship the Lord, and we sing and we praise the Lord, and I'm thankful for that. But we also ought to be excited about going to hear the Word of God. I know sometimes people will go to church excited about who the speaker is and not so much about what he's talking about. We ought to go to be excited about the Word of God. Oh, that we would dig into the Word of God. And the excitement you have from the Word of God is going to show you how much you love the Lord and how much you want to hear from him. You know, God speaks to us in his Word. And his Word is very important to us. And so the psalmist said, I rejoice at thy Word. He was excited to find the Word of God, to read the Word of God. You know, we ought to be thankful that we even have the Word of God. There are many places where the Word of God is not in their language. I know here on the reservation, our people here speak two languages. They speak Creek and they speak Miccosukee. Now, there is a Bible in the Creek language, but there is no Bible in the Miccosukee language. You know, a missionary came years ago and he translated a couple of books, but it was very difficult for them to understand because he translated it phonetically, and many of our people don't read at all. And so it's very difficult for them. And the Word of God that we have, the few chapters or the few books that we have in the Word of God in the Miccosukee language, are almost worthless because the people can hardly read them. We ought to be excited that we have the Word of God. We ought to be thankful for the Word of God. And like David said, I rejoice at thy Word. And then he went on. He said, I rejoice at thy Word as one that findeth great spoil. Now, first of all, we got to figure out what he means by spoil. You know, the spoil was the rewards of war. Usually when they would conquer a city or nation, they would be able to take possession of many of the things that they had. And actually, the word here is not so much spoil in a military sense. It's a word that means to find treasure. We could read it this way. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great treasure. Again, when I was a young child, I'm thinking probably about 8 or 9 years old, we were walking around a baseball field. My cousins and I had gone to play baseball, and we had played our games, and our parents were playing, our dads were playing softball. We were walking around the baseball field, and I found a dollar bill. Now, for me, that was such a big deal. You know, to find paper money, oh, what a treasure that was. And I took it, and I very carefully folded it up and put it in my pocket. And when I got home, I would take it out and look at it and study it. And oh, what a big deal that was to find paper money. And to me, that was a great treasure. I got so excited to find that dollar bill. And that's the way it ought to be. When we find treasure, we're excited about that. We ought to be excited about the treasure of the Word of God, because you see, that treasure is in the promises of God. And as you read the scripture, you'll find his promises, promises of his presence, promises of prayer, promises of power. We could go on and on and on. So many promises that we find. And those promises should be to us like great treasure. Also, because of its encouragement, the Bible, it can encourage you every day. And that's why it's important to read it and why I'm encouraging you to read the scripture. Listen, you don't have to read a whole book every day, but read a few verses and get excited about the Word of God. Dig out those treasures. The Bible speaks of, as we read the Word of God, it's like digging for precious jewels. And each one of those promises, and each one of those places in the Word of God that would encourage us, we can find as something that has great value. And we find it, we seek it out as a treasure, something that is so valuable and so important to us. In this same psalm, we go back to verse 72. The psalmist said, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." You know, it makes me wonder what value the Word of God has to you. How valuable is it to you? Do you treasure the Word of God? I know that in past, the Word of God would have a very special place in people's homes. And they would dig it out, and the Bible was sometimes hard to come by, hard, expensive, difficult to purchase. We have the Word of God available in so many places. You can go on the internet and find the Word of God. You can get apps for your phone and get apps for your tablets. You can find people who will give you the Word of God. It's so abundant, and sometimes I think we take it so granted. We ought to treasure it. He said that, "I rejoice at thy word," is one that finds great treasure. And when we find that treasure, we ought to be so excited about finding and having and being able to sit down and read the Word of God. I'm afraid that now, as we go to church, many people don't even bring a Bible with them. And I wonder how many of them actually have a Bible that they can bring. Oh, I know that many have it on their phone and on their tablets, and they'll bring those to church. We've gotten so away from that. I remember being in church and everybody would bring their Bible. Sometimes the pastor would say, "Hold up your Bibles, let's see how many have a Bible." And they would hold up their Bibles, and what a blessing that would be. And when the pastor said, "Turn to this chapter in this book," that you would hear the turning of the pages. What a great sound that was. Now when you say, "Open the scripture," very few have even brought their own Bible. And some may reach for their phone or reach for their tablet and try to follow along in scriptures there. But it's so abundant. How valuable is that scripture to you? How valuable is it to have a copy of the Word of God, to be able to read it, to dig out those promises and those little jewels of truth? David said to him that the scripture, go back to it and read it again, where he said the scripture was more valuable than thousands of gold and silver. It was so important to him, and how important it should be to us and to you. And as you open the Word of God, think of it as opening that great treasure where you're going to find there the precious jewels of God's truth, of God's voice, of His promises, of everything that God has given to us and wants us to know, that we can find in the scripture and in the Word of God. Rejoice at His word. Rejoice when you go to hear it. Rejoice when you open it to read it. Rejoice at the truth of it. Rejoice at the promises that God gives us. Rejoice at the law and the direction that God gives us. How precious is God's word to you. God bless you.
Consider His word.